Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Rest of Their Lives by Jean-Paul Didier Laurent, read by Thomas Judd. Chapter 1. Manel was on edge, as she always was when she crossed the threshold of Marcel Mauvignier's apartment. This man had the art of driving her round the bend.
"You won't forget to empty my pot, will you, mademoiselle?"
was his usual greeting. Never hello, or the least word of welcome. No, just this call to order barked from the living room where his posterior was glued to an armchair from dawn till dusk.
"You won't forget to empty my pot, mademoiselle?"
implying that she was in the habit of not emptying his wretched pot. But that was the only thing Manel thought about when she came here, the enamel chamber pot painted with purple flowers which she had to lug every morning from the bedroom to the bathroom to pour the contents, the product of a night of prostate disorder, down the toilet. At almost 83, having recently lost his wife, Mauvignier was entitled to 4 hours of home care a week, spread over 5 48-minute visits from Monday to Friday. Visits during which, as well as emptying the old boy's chamber pot, Manel had to carry out a number of chores, including vacuuming, making the bed, doing the ironing, and peeling vegetables, all under the wary eye of the old monster who always tried to get more than his money's worth.
"I've made a list for you," he simpered.
Every morning she found the sheet of squared paper with a list of the day's tasks lying on the waxed kitchen tablecloth. Manel slipped on her pale green overalls and scanned Marcel Mauvignier's cramped handwriting, the writing of a skinflint which never strayed outside the lines. Words written parsimoniously.
"Empty chamber pot. Hang out washing. Put a whitewash on. Make the bed. Change the pillowcase. Water the ficus in the dining room. Sweep kitchen and passage. Go down and fetch post."
Marcel Mauvignier, former owner of a domestic appliance store, had become a champion at the little game of how to keep your home help busy for 48 minutes. Manel always wondered why they were called home helps. Skivvies would be more apt. She checked her instructions again, trying to guess where the old ogre could have hidden the 50-euro note today. She was ready to bet on the ficus. The money had become Manel's daily quest. Finding its hiding place was a challenge that spiced up the 48 minutes ahead. A year earlier, when for the first time she had come across the banknote that seemed to have been innocently left on the bedside table, she had stopped in midair as she was about to pick it up. The words danger and minefield had flashed across her mind. This highly visible 50-euro note, lying nice and flat in the middle of the little doily on the bedside table, had felt a bit too obviously like a trap to be genuine. Marcel Mauvignier was not the sort to leave money lying around, let alone a large amount. For a few seconds, Manel thought of all the things she could do with such a sum. Meals out, cinema, clothes, books and shoes had danced in front of her eyes. Things as specific as that pair of funky sandals she'd spotted the previous day in the window of San Marina on sale at €49.99 briefly entered her head.